Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having our good buddy Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter has been a member of our Brain Trust for more than 10 years now. He's the author of a number of books, including Creating and Dominating New Markets, which is something you hear me talking about with attribution to Peter, even when he's not here. Also, Warp Speed Growth, among others. And he's one of our global businessmen in our Brain Trust. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Good to have you back. And folks, if you remember, for the last few years, Peter has been dividing his time, his work schedule, between the United States and Australia, spending maybe a little more time in Australia than in the U.S. right now. So, Peter, what I'd like for you to do for a little bit is tell us a little bit about how things are going in Australia. How has the global recovery affected Australia? And what do you do? How would you compare it to how things are going in the U.S.?
Well, Jim, I would never make comparisons to Australia and the U.S. because you know I'm an Australian citizen, and
right.
You know that everything is so much better for Australians because we're so much better.
if you don't believe that, just ask an Australian, right?
Of course.
Somebody once told me, Peter, you can always tell an Australian, but you can't tell them much. Is there any truth to that?
What'd you say, Jim? What'd you say? I think the answer is that Australia is doing well in terms of the economy. The Australian dollar is now stronger than the U.S. dollar again, and the Australian general economy is doing smoothly. The energy economy, which is a key component of that, is especially strong at the moment. I think it is a country that's done a good job managing the process of coming out of the economic troubles of the past few years. I think it's a right place to be from an economic point of view and from a social point of view. And I think the U.S. is doing really well on both those points. You really can't compare them, but you can say that both are doing well.
Do you think that Australia has done a better job of managing the relationship with the Pacific Rim than the U.S. has, being it's in your neighborhood?
I don't think it's a neighborhood issue, but I think that the answer is yes, because they've tried less to manage it.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, when you try to manage people, you've got two choices. One is try and control them, and one is try and govern them.
Well, and you know the U.S. would never try to manipulate anybody.
Yes, and I think that our attempts to not manipulate people have not been as good as they might have been over the past decade, and the result has been what we see. So attempting to manipulate the world economy, attempting to manipulate the activities of other economies has not paid off well for the United States. Australia just hasn't tried, and therefore it's easier. Now, that said, a lot of good has come out of managing the economy worldwide, and it has to be done. But it's not really comparable, because Australia doesn't have the worldwide impact that the U.S. Economy does. It isn't required to spend as much energy on it.
Well, that's the truth. I mean, there is something to say about the role that the U.S. plays in global politics, global economy. There's baggage there that's part and parcel to being who we are, and it creates different dynamics than that probably Australia doesn't have to deal with. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. Being a dominant world leader for so many years is a responsibility that the American government has handled well most of the time.
Yeah.
And a couple of failures. Of course, the failures, like with most of these things, get emphasized. We really should be talking about successes of the U.S. government and what's done. And there have been a lot of those.
Yeah, no question about it. So basically, as the recovery, as you look around at the global recovery, do you feel that Australia is ahead of the pace when it comes to over the U.S.?
I think that there are many ways that the Australian economy is stronger overall than the U.S. economy is, and there are certain places where the U.S. economy is doing well. But there are some things that just sort of are transitory. For instance, the automobile issues are going to affect the U.S. much more strongly as
right.
a result of the tsunami than
right.
it will affect Australia.
Right, absolutely.
They'll pass.
Yeah. Hey, Peter, give us your website, please. We go to the break.
Sure. MeyerGrp.com. And please come over and get some articles.
Check it out, folks. Lots of good stuff there, including how you can find out more about his books. When we come back, Peter says that you and I are giving warranties every day. He says, but most of us aren't charging for them. We ought to be doing that. Warranty revenue. Who would have thunk it, right? We're going to see what he has to say. We're going to make him, we're going to get Peter to explain himself after these messages. Twenty Tail, stay with us.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.